In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I like to speak with you tonight about fasting. Especially, we are now fasting the Holy Great Fast. And maybe some of you ask, why we hear about fasting? We heard about it so many times. The purpose of this lecture, for those who are fasting, to help them and also to help myself, how to fast properly in order for the fast produces its fruit. Otherwise, fasting will be just torture of our body. Why I abstain from food and for a long time, 55 days, if at the end there is no fruit? And also the purpose of this lecture, for those who are not fasting, to understand the importance of fasting, and hopefully they can start fasting from today, fasting properly. The first point I like to discuss with you, why we should fast. Why fasting is important? As we know, in our life, we are in constant fight with the devil. The devil is fighting against us. And one time, there was a young child possessed with a demon. And the disciples tried their best to cast out the demon, but they could not. And the Lord was in the Mount of Transfiguration. When the Lord descended from the mountain, he found a large multitude around the disciples and this young boy with his father. And the Lord was able to cast out the demon. So the disciples asked the Lord a very legitimate question. Why we couldn't cast out the demon from this child? And the Lord told them, this kind cannot come out by anything except by prayer and fasting. If you are struggling with a bad habit, if you are struggling with a certain sin, you cannot overcome this sin except through prayer and fasting. As the Lord said, this kind cannot come out by anything except by prayer and fasting. Also, fasting is important because in fasting we discipline our body. As St. Paul said, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest after I preached others, I myself be disqualified. If St. Paul, this person who ascended to the third heaven, is concerned about his salvation, and he is concerned lest he becomes disqualified. And the tool in order to strengthen his spiritual life, as he taught us, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest after I preach it others, I myself become disqualified. Why the discipline of the body is very important? Why? St. Paul also explained to us that there is war, not only between the devil and us, but there is internal war inside each one of us, between the flesh, the body, and the spirit. Let me give you an example. You want to pray, your body will tell you, I am tired. You want to abstain until 12 or until 1 p.m. Your body will tell you, I need coffee. I cannot just stay until 12 or 1 without drinking coffee. You want to come to the church early. Your body will tell you, Sunday is the only day. I'm working 6 days. Sunday is the only day I need just to sleep a little bit more. And why should I go to the church early? I can go just for the last 30 or 40 minutes. Even in some sins, like the sexual sins, you want to live pure, but your body demands certain bad habits or certain sins, etc. So there is war between your spirit and your body. Many fathers likened the body like a horse. If you tame the horse, it can serve you. If you don't tame the horse, it will actually hurt you. And St. Paul said about those who are led by the desires of the flesh, he called them carnal people. And those who are led by the Spirit and the Spirit of God, he called them spiritual people. And in Romans chapter 8, you can read a very long comparison between carnal people and spiritual people. And he said, those who are led by the flesh cannot please God. Cannot please God. If you want to be a spiritual person, not a carnal person, you need to discipline your body and bring it into subjection. Like parent teaching his children compliance. If he failed to teach the children compliance, what will happen when the children grow up? They will rebel against the parent. We need to teach our body compliance so the body will not rebel against the spirit. And the best tool, there are many tools to discipline the flesh, many tools, not only one tool. But one of the best tools is fasting. Because fasting, I say to my body, no, I'm not going to eat now. The body demands eating. I tell him no. And the body demands certain food. And I will say no. So here I am teaching the body compliance. So when the body demands a certain sin, a sexual sin for example, now my spirit has control over my body. And my spirit can say to my body, no, you will not do this sin. Of course, by the grace of God. That's why fasting strengthens your will. You will have a strong will to be able to say to the desires of the body, no. And in this way, you will not be led by the body and the desires of the body, but you will be led by the Spirit. Again, if the horse led the horseman, he will hurt him. Because the hierarchy, the horseman should actually lead the horse. So why we fast? Number one, to defeat the devil. This kind cannot come out by anything except by prayer and fasting. Number two, to discipline my body and make our body under the control of the Spirit. Number three, the Lord Jesus Christ himself fasted. Why he fasted? He fasted on our behalf. And also, any practice you do, it takes its strength from the Lord Jesus Christ himself doing the same practice. Let me explain more. For example, if the Lord never ever fasted, when we fast, it will not be powerful. If the Lord never ever prayed, our prayer will be weak. But when I pray and I am in the Lord, abiding in him and he abiding in me, my prayer will be powerful. Because the Lord prayed, so my prayer in his prayer will be powerful before God. Another example, when I fast and I'm abiding in the Lord, my fasting will be strong in the fasting of the Lord Jesus Christ. Any practice takes its strength from the practice that is done by the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the Lord resembled us in everything. He fasted, he prayed, like all of us. He was tempted by the devil. In him, our spiritual exercises will be strong in him. The Lord, who was not in need in fasting, fasted for us. It will be shameful if the Lord fasted for us and we don't fast for ourselves. Number four, it is instruction. When you read in Matthew chapter 6, the Lord instructed us in the Sermon on the Mountain to fast. Instruction means what? When you buy a new device, usually with any device, there is manual, like computer or any device, car. And the manual tells you do and don't do. Because the manufacturer of this device knows what you need to do and what you should not do. In the same way, who is our creator? God. If we are like this device, the manual is the Bible. And in the Bible, when God tells us, do these things, it's for our benefit, even if we don't understand why. And if the Bible told us, don't do these things, then it is hurtful if we keep doing them. And the Lord said, he who loves me, obey my commandments. So if we love him, we obey his commandments. That's why we need to fast. The last point, why we fast? Because it helps us in developing a relationship with God. And I want to speak a little bit about relationship with God. Many people do the spiritual exercises as goal, as task in themselves. I want to pray, check mark. I finished fasting, check mark. I went for confession, check mark. I attended the liturgy, check mark. Just tasks. But all these practices serve one goal, which is to be in connection with God. To be abiding in God and God abiding in you. To make it more easy to understand, like I am here with you tonight in this meeting. For me, two options. One option, this meeting is just a task. I came, I gave the lecture, I ended the lecture. So in my to-do list, check mark, I finished the youth meeting tonight. But I have another option. I use this youth meeting to make relationship with each one of you. This time I'm spending with you will serve a higher purpose, which is how to connect with each one of you. If you visit somebody, it's a task. You can just visit him and leave, and then there is no connection. Or you can visit this person, and after this, this will be a beginning of a relationship. Everything we do it in the church, or we do it in our spiritual life, shouldn't be a goal in itself, but it serves a higher purpose, which is to be in connection with God. When you pray, it's not just a task, but prayer serves that this will strengthen your bond with God. The same for confession, the same for the liturgy, the same for reading the scripture, the same for fasting, etc. You may tell me how fasting will serve my connection with God. At least in two points. Number one, because your spirit will control your body. So you will be a spiritual person. So you can connect with God with your spirit. Because your spirit is a breath from God. You will be able to connect. Your body will not hinder this connection between you and God. That's why St. Paul said in Romans 8 about the carnal person, cannot please God, cannot please God. Because the body is hindering the spirit from being connected with God. And also, if two or three of you are doing activity together, even you don't know each other, but doing activity together will connect you with each other. In the same way, as I told you, the Lord Jesus Christ fasted for us. I'm fasting in Him and with Him. So this also will strengthen my relationship with God. Why we do fast? Because number one, through fasting we will defeat the devil. Number two, fasting will help you to discipline your body and bring it into subjection. Number three, fasting is a commandment from God and we need to obey Him. Number four, fasting will strengthen your relationship with God. So fasting is important in our life. And number five, since the Lord Jesus Christ fasted for us, it is shame if He fasted for us while He doesn't need fasting and we don't fast for ourselves. There are many other reasons, like you feel for the poor and needy who do not have enough food, etc. But these are the main 5 points. Before I answer an important question, how can I make my fasting fruitful? I want just to explain 2 points quickly. Why, when we fast, we are vegan? And the point of the communal fast. When God created Adam and Eve, He asked them to eat vegetables and fruits. You can read this in Genesis chapter 1. Then God added the meat after the flood, at the time of Noah. So in fasting, we go back to the food that God gave Adam and Eve, to the food that they ate in the Garden of Eden. And the communal fast is important because when we fast together, we strengthen each other. In Book of Acts chapter 27, there is a verse, it says, and when the fast was over. This verse means it is a communal fast. It is known for each one. He's speaking about a certain fast. That's why he said, when the fast was over. And the communal fast was known even in the Old Testament. And people during the time of captivity, they increased their fasts. They added. That's why after the captivity was over, they went to Zechariah the prophet. You can read this in the book of Zechariah. And told him, please ask God on our behalf, should we continue fasting these fasts that they added during the time of captivity? So the Lord answered them, when you fast, did you fast for me? Meaning, who will benefit from the fasting? If all of us decided we will never fast, do you think God will lose anything? No. We will lose, not God. As we say in St. Gregory liturgy, you are not in need of my worship, but I am in need of your lordship. If we fast or not, if we pray or not, God will not lose anything. But we will lose. We fast because we need to fast. And I want you to ask any friend who attend one of the churches or denominations that are against the communal fast and tell them, how many times did you fast in the year? He will tell you, most probably he will tell you none. When there is the church, there is a structure to fast together, this will help us to fast. And also, you need to take fast seriously. Some youth, they say, you know, this fast, I will not just eat chocolate. Yes, salam. I will not eat chocolate in this fast. You need to take fasting seriously if you want to discipline your body and bring it into the objection. That's why in fasting, the ascetic part, there are three dimensions. The abstinence, which means to abstain from drinking and eating for a certain time in the day, like 12, 1, 2, 3. The church, in its structure, the great fast, we should fast until sunset. That's why when you attend a liturgy during the great fast, we pray until the 12th hour. But maybe until sunset is difficult for most of us. With your father of confession, you need to train yourself to abstain. Maybe you can start by 12, then you can add, and by the end of the fast, maybe you can be fasting until 3 or 4. That's the first dimension. Second dimension is the type of food. All of us, we know it's vegan, but sometimes you start looking for vegan cheese, vegan barbecue. This will not be fasting because you are not disciplining your body. You are spoiling your body. So the purpose of fasting will not be met. That's why you need to discipline yourself in the type of food. I'm not asking you to torture yourself, but what I'm asking you, discipline yourself. Maybe you can eat one type, two types, and that's it. Also, the third dimension is the amount. You need to eat amount enough to make you energetic and function. But don't indulge. Don't be tempted by gluttony. Now let us answer this question, how to make my fast fruitful. Especially, many people say, I am fasting since I was a young child, but I never experienced the benefits of the fasting that you mentioned. I'm defeated by the devil. My body defeats my spirit. I don't feel I am in connection with God. So what is the purpose of fasting? I feel that my fasting is not fruitful at all. The issue here is not in fasting, but the issue is, I'm assuming you are fasting properly, meaning you abstain, you control the type of food, and you control the amount of food. And this is very important, to fast properly. Let me give an example. If you go to a physician, and the physician wrote for you 4 medicines, then you choose one medicine, and you take it. And just you ignored the 3 other medicines, and you did not get them. Do you think you'll be cured? No, you will not be cured. Because you need these 4 medicines together to be cured. In the same way, fasting does not work alone. Fasting does not work alone. Fasting, in order to be fruitful, should work with other exercises. The most important exercise is prayer. In the fraction, in the divine liturgy, and in the doxologies, you hear what fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer. Even when the Lord Jesus Christ spoke about the devil, he said this kind cannot come out by anything except by fasting and prayer. That's why you need to pray during fasting. You cannot just fast and you never pray. Many people, if they don't pray at all, they commit themselves to prayer during fasting. If they pray, they increase their prayers. They get permission from their father of confession, either to pray more psalms or more hours from the Agbaya, or to spend more time in prayer. Also, other people, if they attend one liturgy, they try to attend two or three liturgies during the week. Prayer. Why prayer important with fasting? Fasting, I'm fighting against the body and I'm fighting against the devil. But when I fight, if you fight by yourself, you will be defeated. You need the grace of God. And how to get the grace of God? Ask and you shall receive. Knock and it will be open for you. Prayer is very important, because through prayers, I receive the grace from heaven to help me. And this will make my fasting profitable, fruitful. Another thing very important with fasting is repentance. Repentance. I cannot just continue living this sinful life. For example, just watching pornography or drinking and going to parties and doing all this bad stuff and say, I'm fasting. It doesn't work this way. You need to repent and return back to God. And fasting is a time of repentance. If you focus on all the praises and all the hymns, it's about repentance. I have sinned, my Lord forgive me. There is no servant without sin, and there is no master without forgiveness. This one of the songs that we chanted during the great fast. You need to live the life of repentance. Try to highlight the main weaknesses in your life. And in the beginning of the fast, go and meet with your father of confession and get from him some spiritual advices and exercises how to overcome these weaknesses in your life. Then after 4 weeks, because the fast is 8 weeks, in the middle of the fast, have another meeting with your father of confession and see your progress. And then at the end of the fast, before the Holy Week, make another appointment to prepare yourself for the Holy Week. Repentance is very important during the time of fasting. Number three, charitable deeds. If you remember in the pre-fast Sunday, we read from Matthew chapter 6 about prayer, fasting, and charitable deeds. And many fathers said prayer is like a bird flying to heaven. This bird has two wings. One wing is fasting and the other wing is charitable deeds. So if one wing is broken, the bird cannot fly. For your prayer to connect you with God, you need to support it with fasting and charitable deeds. And why charitable deeds? How charitable deed serve my fasting? Because I am asking God to have mercy upon me and to forgive me my sins. As you hear during the fasting, blessed are the merciful on the poor, for they shall obtain mercy. If I am asking God to have mercy upon me and to help me and to give me grace, in order to obtain this mercy, I need to be merciful on others. If I'm not merciful to others, then God will not be merciful with me. And to be merciful, not only just in money, but forgiving your brother is a kind of mercy. Helping your brother is a kind of mercy. Have compassion on the poor, on the prisoners, on the sick, and sympathize with them is another form of mercy. Like the Good Samaritan, when he saw this enemy, the Jewish person who was half alive, half dead, when he helped him, the Lord described this act as an act of mercy. And if we analyze what the Good Samaritan did, he did four things. He was able to see the suffering of his brother, the Jewish person. Number two, he developed compassion. He had compassion in his heart. Number three, he stretched his hand to help him. And number four, he did this with an enemy. That's charitable deeds. That's mercy. To be able to see the sufferings of others. To have compassion in your heart. To stretch your hand to help them, even if they are your enemies. Maybe somebody would ask, but I am praying all the year. I am paying my tithe all the year. How during fasting charitable deeds will be different? As I said about prayer, you need to increase your prayer during the time of fasting. In the same way, your charitable deed, you need to increase it during the time of fasting. For example, you will abstain until 12. So maybe you will skip the morning coffee. So when you skip your morning coffee and you pay in it like $5 for 55 days, this will be more than 250. Send this money to the poor in addition to what you pay regularly. What I'm trying to say, if you are fasting properly and ascetically, the money you spend it not only on food, but on food, on clothes, on any other these things will be less during fasting. And the difference in budget should go to the poor in addition to what you pay regularly the rest of the year. So fasting works with prayer, fasting works with charitable deeds and with repentance. Number four, fasting works with calmness and quietness. It's a time of retreat. It's a time to separate yourself from all the social activities, to have more time in contemplation with God. That's why many churches actually, even they don't do social activities to their children or young, to the youth or the children during the time of fasting. They may do spiritual retreats. But for example, they don't do like fun days during the fasting. Because fasting is a time to retreat with the Lord. Practical ideas. Maybe you close your social media during the fasting. And the time that we waste on social media, we can dedicate it more prayer, more reading, more charitable deeds. Don't use your phone except for what is necessary. Don't waste your time in parties and birthday parties, and even if you are invited, try to go and greet the person, spend the shortest time that you can, and you can leave, because it is a time actually to be away from the distractions of the world, to be with your bridegroom, to be with Christ. Even when you read in the paradise of the fathers, the desert fathers, although they living in desert, away from everybody, but many of them, they used during the time of fasting to leave the monastery and go to a cave in the mountain. And some they return every Sunday to attend the liturgy, and some they return actually after the 40 days to celebrate the Holy Week. That's why some monasteries, they close completely during the fasting, in order to give opportunity to the monks and the nuns to have their personal time with Christ. So try to eliminate unnecessary activities in order to focus more with God during the time of fasting. Fasting does not work alone. Works with prayer, work with repentance, work with the charitable deeds, works with retreat with the Lord. And the last thing, in order for fasting to work properly, you need to read more in the scripture during the time of fasting. I know people who read the whole New Testament during the fast. If you read 5 chapters every day, you can finish the New Testament during the time of fasting. Because again, in prayer you speak to God. In the scripture you listen to God. And if we said the purpose is to be in relationship with God, the relationship should be you talk to Him and listen to Him. And again, when you read the scripture, don't make it as a task. I have to read 5 chapters. I finish my 5 chapters. But again, this is not a task. It serves the goal. After you read the scripture, ask yourself, what is the message of God to me tonight? What God wants to tell me tonight? This is a message from God to you. I know now almost 3 weeks have gone from the fast. So still we have 5 weeks. Please, if you don't fast until today, start fasting from tonight. When I say from tonight, I mean from tonight. Don't say tonight just I will finish the non-fasting food or start from tomorrow. You will not start. So if you want to start, you need to start from tonight. And if you are fasting, you need to fast properly for the fast to produce the desired fruit. Don't cheat in your fasting. Be disciplined. The purpose in fasting is to be disciplined. Don't just say, you know what? Yeah, I will drink the coffee with milk. Oh, Rabbana yahsibna al shayat al milk dayan. I'll eat pizza with cheese. It's not a big deal. No, that's not fasting. I'm telling you, this is not fasting. You need to be serious, to take fasting seriously, if you want the fasting to be profitable and fruitful for you. May the Lord grant all of us blessed and acceptable fasting. Glory be to God forever and ever.